evening. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item 2, Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414, is posted on the back wall of this meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear subcommittee chairpersons report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Item 3, quorum call.
Present.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler. Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Cheeser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Jeffers.
Here. And I do have an excused absence for Director Tim Fowler. Item 4, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Dale.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 5, adoption of consent agenda.
Approved.
Second.
Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Dale. McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
No.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 6, I have proof of publication of this meeting, and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Item 8, agenda association reports. Natural Resources Conservation Report is a written report by Andy Bowenkamp. I'm sure you've all read that. If you haven't, check that out. Item B, NARD, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The NARD will be meeting in Kearney on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of this month at the annual conference. We have Directors Bonnet, Davidson, McCormick, Stefanski, myself, and Thompson attending, along with a host of staff members. And so there's only one item on the to be discussed, which is sustainable farming practices. It's kind of a no-brainer, and I'm sure it'll pass up without any opposition at all. And that pretty much concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 8C, legislative report, Catalyst Public Affairs.
No legislative report.
No report? Okay. Thank you, John. Item 9, public hearing on acquisition of real property for 319 Water Retention Basin. John Winkler. I'll call the meeting to order at 4:03 and appoint John Winkler as the hearing officer.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. A third agenda item is evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice, which is part of the public record. The explanation of the purpose of the hearing is Adam Charleston from Hush Blackwell.
All
This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papillion Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the 319 Water Retention Basin Project, Dunker Dam Project, and the reason for selecting this particular location. Each owner of the property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The proposed land acquisition is from a willing seller. However, he or she has the right to require that such damages be determined pursuant to the procedures for acquisition by eminent domain. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person.
Thank you, Adam. Agenda item 5 is identification of exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is a proof of publication of the hearing notice in the Washington County Pilot Tribune and Enterprise August 23rd and the Omaha World Herald August 22nd and September 1st. Exhibit 3 is a project location map. Exhibit 4 is a land acquisition and design map. Agenda item 6 is explanation and purpose of the scope of the project. Armando Zarco.
Good afternoon. My name is Armando Zarco. Now, if you haven't met, I apologize. I'm out of the Blair office, so good to meet you all. The primary purpose of the 319 Water Retention Basin, or WRB, project is to assist in the reduction of E. coli loading in the Big Papillion Creek. However, the project is also anticipated to reduce nitrate, sediment, and phosphorus surface runoff into the creek. Section 319 funds would be used for assisting in the implementation of the project, consisting of a wet detention basin, in-stream wetlands, riparian buffers, and associated information and education components. 319 WRB construction is an integral part of the Papio Missouri River Basin Water Quality Management Plan, as well as the Papillion Creek Enhanced Water Quality Practices Program. The project will reduce the sediment loading and provide flood protection in downstream areas. The district will operate and maintain the structure as part of the Papio Missouri River Basin Water Quality Management Plan that was approved in 2018. And with that, I'll take any questions if there are any. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering how many acres will that be?
The flood pool itself?
Yes, yes.
I have to.
I think it's 13.
Yes.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
I had one question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How large is the watershed that this protects, or the watershed that goes into this area?
I believe it's something around 115. I'll have to double check that number. Excuse me. It's actually on a map right here. Sorry.
Where's this located? Do you know?
Washington County. Oh, excuse me. 840 acres.
840 acres?
Okay.
What's the location here? I can't see it on the map. What roads are we close to here? What area of the?
It is up just north of Kennard, kind of to the northwest of Kennard, okay. On 26, County Road 26 and County Road 23.
Is it west of Blair, about 5 or 6 miles?
West of Blair.
Correct.
Okay. Just one more question. I guess the 13 acres, is that big enough for like a bluegill and bullhead and things like that? I mean, will we have any fish in there? Or?
I imagine so. I'm not, I don't have an education in that field. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions for Armando? Nice work. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Armando. Agenda item 8 is a reception. Agenda item 7, receive testimony statements. Is there anyone from the public that would like to provide any statement or testimony on this public hearing? I don't think there's anybody out there. Second time. Okay, third and final time. No one? Okay, agenda item 8 is the reception of the exhibits, and the hearing adjournment is at 4:10 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John Winkler. Okay, moving on. Item 10, subcommittee reports, program projects, and operations. Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the September 6, 2022 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted. Incorporating these minutes, the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10A1, urban drainway interlocal agreements with Papio for cost share programs. 1A, Bellevue Quail Creek, recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement for the city of Bellevue for the Quail Creek project for a total amount up to $1,500,000 with first year funding of $200,000 no earlier than fiscal year 2023, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff, director questions, comments? Roll call.
David.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 10-1V, Bellevue Wittit Creek, recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement with the city of Bellevue for the Wittit Creek project for a total amount up to $1.5 million, with that first year funding of $200,000 or earlier than fiscal year 2024, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Public comment, staff, directors, roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 10A, 1C, Papillion 84th and Valley Road. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement with the city of Papillion for the 84th and Valley Road project for a total amount of up to $1,080,000 with first year funding of $180,000 no earlier than fiscal year 2023, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as formed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Public comment, staff, directors, roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
10A1D, Sarpy County Buffalo Road Channel. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement with Sarpy County for the Buffalo Road Channel project for a total amount of $1,291,566 with the first year funding of $175,000, no earlier than fiscal year 2023, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Public comment? Staff, directors, roll call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
10A1E, Omaha Oak Brook Creek. Recommendation of the general manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement with the city of Omaha for the Oak Brook Creek project for a total amount of up to $1,500,000 with first year funding of $200,000 earlier than fiscal year 2024, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff or directors? Roll call.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Thompson.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
10A1F, Omaha Thompson Creek. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the amendment to the interlocal agreement with the city of Omaha for the Thompson Creek project for a total amount of up to $780,000 with the final funding of $561,801 nor earlier than fiscal year 2023, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff, directors, roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item number 2, 10A2, Trails Assistance and Local Agreements with Papio NRD for Cost Share Programs. 10A2A, the Vista of Applewood Creek Trail. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement with the city of La Vista for the Applewood Creek Trail project for a total amount of up to $250,000 with reimbursement or earlier than fiscal year 2023, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Comments? Staff? Directors, roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 10A2B, Omaha North Downtown Pedestrian Bridge, in quotation marks, Baby Bob. Recommendations that the general manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha for the North Downtown Pedestrian Bridge project for a total amount of up to $750,000, with first year funding of $250,000 no earlier than fiscal year 2023, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 10A3, Amendment 2 to interlocal agreement with Sarpy County and Papillion for WP 6 and WP 7. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed second amendment to the Interlocal Cooperation Act agreement with the City of Papillion and Sarpy County for the Papillion Watershed Regional Flood Control Detention Basins, WP 6 and WP 7, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
10A4, Contract Amendment 2 with HDR for Flanagan Wetland Monitoring. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed professional services contract amendment between the district and HDR Engineering, Inc. for monitoring services for Flanagan Lake, increasing the maximum contract fee to $73,988, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
That completes my reports.
Well done, Director Conley. Item 10B, Finance, Expenditures, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you,
Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the September 6, 2022 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1. PMR NRD FY 2023 tax levy and adoption of budget recommendation that the budget resolution as shown on the overhead projectors be adopted, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Department.
Yes.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 2, vacation of dam site 8A easement, another vacation. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed vacation of easement for the dam site 8A site and execute a new easement subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 3, Union Dyke Improvement Project Area Residual Funds. Recommendation that GM be authorized to instruct Dodge County that all residual funds obtained through special assessments for the Union Dyke Improvement Project be distributed to the Papio, Missouri River Natural Resources District, and such funds be deposited in the Papio, Missouri River Natural Resources District General Fund. I so move.
Any public comment? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 4, No Name Dyke High Ground Easement Purchase, Lot 1, Circle Camp, Replat 1, SNAPS. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a proposed purchase agreement with Andrew and Kimberly SNAPS for the purchase price of $36,000 for Lot 1, Circle Camp, Replat 1, permanent easement for No Name Dyke Flood Reduction Project, High Ground Easement Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as performed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Staff? Director questions? Roll call.
Bonin.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 5, land acquisitions for Dam Site 12. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute purchase district from the Gotch Family Farms, Tract 8, for the Dam Site 12 project for the purchase price of $1,885,500, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as performed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonin.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Director Teaser. Item 11, Treasurer's Report. Director Patrick Bonnet.
Mr. Chairman, be it resolved that the Treasurer is authorized to expend general funds to pay for 1, claims listed in the August 2022 financial report, and 2, any claims made prior to the next board meeting for earned salaries of district employees, withholding taxes, Social Security payments, retirement program contributions, utilities, registration fees, and expenses for upcoming meetings and conferences, certified completed CAP and special project area applications, invoices which offer a credit or discount payment made prior to the next board meeting, postage and building ground contract expenses. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer is authorized to pay from the respective operating accounts of the Washington County, Dakota County, and Thurston County Water Supply System, the Elkhorn Breakout Project, the Elkhorn River Stabilization Project, the Elk Pigeon Creek Drainage Project, the Western Sarpy Drainage Project, the Billion Creek Watershed Partnership, and the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership Project bills listed on the August 2022 financial report and future claims project utilities. Be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so move. Thank you.
Any public comment?
I'll second the motion.
Oh, thank you. Seconded by Director Thompson. Any public comment? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonin.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Director Bonnet. Item 12, Chairman's Report, notification of resignation of Director Danny Bagley to fill vacancy in Sub-District 7. I have a resolution. Be it resolved that the following resolution is hereby adopted and approved. Process for filling the board vacancy created by the resignation of Director Danny Bagley. Item 1, the general manager is hereby authorized and directed to contact newspaper serving Subdistrict 7 with the text of a public notice of the board vacancy and to request publication of said notice on September 12th and September 19th, 2022. The notice is to include a request for interested persons to submit applications to fill said vacancy on or before September 29th, 2022. Item 2, the general manager is hereby authorized and directed to provide official written notice of the board vacancy to the Secretary of State as provided by law. Item 3, it is hereby further resolved that this process and schedule is necessary to avoid an undue burden on the board, the citizens of Subdistrict 7, and the taxpayers of the Papillion Missouri River NRD, in that this process provides time for public notice of the vacancy, time for applications from interested persons to fill the vacancy, and will avoid the undue burden and expense of holding a special board meeting just days prior to the next regular board meeting on October 13th, 2022. And I so move.
Second.
Seconded by Thompson. Any public comment? Staff or directors? Roll call.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
I assume we'll be reviewing the applicants at a board meeting.
perhaps in October.
Executive Subcommittee will meet with the board to select applicants October, I think it's 4th, right? Or 6th at 4 p.m.
Yes.
To do interviews. All board members are welcome to attend and will be able to do the session. Although candidates will be brought in individually for interviews. And then the October board meeting, if it narrows down to 2-3, whatever the exec committee narrows it down to, how we had it last time, those candidates are selected to have a few minutes to address the board before the vote's taken under the slide. So that's the process.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonin.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes. The second item that I have is tomorrow is the Sarpy County Tire Recycling event at the Sarpy County Fairgrounds in Springfield. The event will be held from 9 to 3, 8 to 3, thank you. We have the city of Gretna, Papillion, Springfield, Bellevue, La Vista, everybody will be there with personnel and equipment, along with several of our own staff of the Papio, Missouri NRD. So it'd be nice to have many directors there as well. So if you have an hour or two in the morning, I think I plan to get there at 7 o'clock with most of our staff, and it'd be good to see you. So that's all I have for the chairman's report. Item 13, GM report. John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights are attached for your review. We had the last Chaco Hills Summer Series session in August, which was a big success for all summer. So hats off to the I&E department for conducting those this year. Last week, FEMA held a press conference here at the NRD to announce that our WP4 flood control reservoir near Gretna was the first Nebraska and only FEMA Region 7 project to be selected for further review. For a $5.3 million grant under FEMA's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities BRIC National Competition. I'd like to thank Governor Ricketts, Congressman Bacon, Major General Bohawk from NEMA, and FEMA Region 7 Director Andrea Spillers for taking part in the event. Chairman Sapinski, thank you for speaking on behalf of the NRD. I'd also like to thank board members Jab, Davidson, Thompson, and Bonnet, and McCormick for attending the event as well. So it was a big feather in the cap for Nebraska and Region 7. As I told most of you, Region 7 was skunked last year during the BRIC process. Zero grants were funded, and this year we were the only one. So hats off also to Lori Laster, Amanda, and our staff and consultants for putting together the application, and it was a team effort, so it was great to celebrate that. But
and we were chosen out of 53 applicants?
That's 50, right? Yeah, 54, I believe, were in Region 7.
Across how many states?
Oh, 54 total nationwide. So, yeah, okay. 53. Do you know how many applicants were in Region 7?
No.
No. But let's just say there was way more applicants than money, as always. So, so that's a huge, huge, obviously getting the attention of the governor and from the FEMA Region 7 director making this trip all the way up here to wave the flag. That's that was very good. So also on September 2nd, the NRD or NARD held its 100 millionth tree planting ceremony at the state capitol. Director Bonnet and Director Thompson and myself attended on behalf of the Papio NRD, we're going to try to maybe redouble our efforts and get 100 million more. But hopefully it won't take us 50 years, but that was a great event. The actual tree and where the location was planned, was that 90 years ago they indicated during the original kind of layout of the state capitol, so that's all already pre-planned, so it was great to see that. I don't know if Jim and Patrick have any more to add on that, but it was a great event.
Now, does this include the trees we give out at Earth Day?
I think this includes...
Does not?
No. It's shrubs and trees. It's not,
okay. Not trees. But I was going to add that I planted 4 Earth Day trees in my midtown property. Three of them are still alive.
Okay, good. So keep them alive.
My part.
But I would like to thank them for attending, too, at the Capitol. That was a great ceremony. Report on purchase, construction services, professional services, personal property for September is attached, as well as the current ongoing project with the District Legal Counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Report is attached. Next meeting is scheduled for September 23rd. And if there isn't any questions, that concludes my report.
Thank you, General Manager John Winkler.
Well done.
Item 14, informational item, September 10th, World of Water, Chalco Hills Recreation Center. Try to attend that if you can. The NARD meeting is coming up, as Director Teaser mentioned. Thank you to the directors and staff that are going to that. And then October 11 and 13 are our next subcommittee and board meetings. With that, it's 4:30. Any questions? We are adjourned.